river, and I don't know what kind of, you know, fishing is good there or not, but if you were fishing that river and you got on a hole for walleyes or catfish or whatever the case may be, and you want to anchor up and some guy starts yelling at you, get off of my river, you know?
Yeah. I know that. I mean, well, number one, like, this year was like the first year in my lifetime that the IDNR decided, like, made it safe to eat fish from the Illinois River every day. Like, you weren't supposed to eat it like more than three times a week or something like that.
Mercury.
So, yeah. Well, also, there, this is a, like, you could probably, you know, make another podcast out of this, but, the flow of the Chicago River was reversed. I don't know how many years ago, so that it, like, all of Chicago's crap essentially,
oh boy,
flowed downstate into the Illinois River. So they've actually done like a pretty, you know, good job of cleaning it up. But it's also like been like silted in too, because like all the trees have been cut to the, you know, to the riverbank, and, you know, fields tiled, and all that water, like when it rains, it's just basically
pours in.
Yeah, dumps it in. So
all right, for our radio network, we got to let you go, but we're going to continue this conversation with Joe Genzel from Ducks Unlimited on the podcast. So if you're listening to this on the radio, go to our YouTube channel or download the podcast at sportingjournalradio.com. Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com. Or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
Military spokesman Peter Lerner said Israel is focusing on the hospitals because that's where Hamas is.
As the world watches the Middle East, Russia's war on Ukraine continues, and today Ukraine's capital of Kyiv was hit with missiles for the first time since September. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier as the nation honors those who've served in the military. Next week, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco. And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here with Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas's biggest resorts right as crowds arrived for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. A new study reveals how bad toxic chemicals are for brain development in kids. More from Eric Galatis.
Children of color and from low-income families are not only exposed to more dangerous toxic chemicals, including lead, tailpipe, and other air pollution, plastics, and pesticides, they also experience disproportionate harm to brain development compared to their white and higher-income peers, according to a new report. Co-author Devin Payne Sturges says 5 decades of data shows that poverty exacerbates these impacts.
The combined experience, say, of exposure to lead in the environment and being from an impoverished community or a low-income family actually worsened the negative cognitive impacts.
Americans of all ages are exposed to some level of toxins, but children whose brains are damaged by these chemicals find it harder to concentrate in class, to recall lessons learned, and are more likely to fail and repeat grades. Payne Sturges says that communities of color are not simply making bad decisions about where to raise families. Unhealthy environments are a result of decisions made by industry leaders and government policies.
And it has a long history related to discriminatory practices, residential segregation that force people only to live in certain places that often happen to be places where polluting industries would site.
Payne Sturges says interventions such as replacing lead pipes that bring drinking water into homes are important, but she says policies are needed at the national level to address the cumulative public health impacts. This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Steelers Sunday at noon. The game at Acrisure Stadium. That's an insurance and security firm that's grown from $37 million to $3 billion in just the past 10 years. They've also developed usage of artificial intelligence. The Steelers' defense has a problem to solve, getting off the field on third down. They're great in the red zone, not so much in the middle of the field. Linebacker T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely putting an emphasis on three and outs, just trying to get off the field. I mean, anywhere you look, they're really elite, good defenses are on the sidelines a lot. And that's something that we're trying to do. And I feel like we're moving in the right direction, but by no means are we there yet.
What's helped the Packers offense? Having running back Aaron Jones on the field, quarterback Jordan Love.
Just his presence out there on the field, you know, the defense has to account for him at all times. They got to know where he's at and what he's doing. He's a playmaker. You know, the more we give him the ball, the better.
It's the Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 40, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, mixed precipitation likely, lows level off around 32. High temperatures reach up to 48 tomorrow, more clouds and sun. Temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Another look at the short range, high of 40 today, lows level off around 32 tonight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 33.
Stay tuned, Polka fans, and turn up your radio for the next 2 hours. FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka!
Sound that's getting bigger day by day. You hear it on the radio.
turn up your radio, because it's polka time. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you today in part by Cy Funstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. We go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka fans. Your polka DJ, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time. Hey, we're going to start off with some honky-style polkas with Stashka Lunka. A little honk with galonk and a tune called Take Me Back on It's Polka Time. Out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, don't be a surfing bird. Catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from Itspolkatime.com.
Fans, this is Mike McIntyre from Rockford, Illinois, and you're listening to the best in polka entertainment on It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel.